Greetings, planet Earth. Hello and welcome to Imagine Cup TV. I'm John Scott Tynes, competition manager for Imagine Cup.
And I'm Golnaz Alabegi, technical evangelist here on the Channel 9 team.
Awesome.
What episode are we on?
This is episode 8.
Yes, we're on 8.
I think it's 8.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's 8. That's right. And 8 is great.
8 is great.
8 is great.
We rhyme now on this show.
That's actually saying a lot. I have not had any coffee this morning.
Oh, wow.
And so my body is here. My brain is in bed.
Okay. Like, you're just rejecting everything that's going on right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I deny
John, right here. I'm right here. Focus.
Reality. I don't understand what's... Actually, I was wondering, do you think I could just take a nap?
No, come on. You tried to slide off last show, too. I had to carry it home. John, come on. John!
How can they tell the difference? It's the same as always.
Please come back.
All right, all right.
Okay, all right, all right.
I like being on camera. I'll come back.
Okay, wait. Can I have some pretend coffee? Would that be okay?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Pretend coffee. Are you avoiding the question of what you've been working on lately? What have you been working on, John?
Pretend coffee. I went to London. And to see the Queen. I went to London for 2 days to do a video shoot for a new video for Imagine Cup, which I can't talk about yet, but we're going to have available probably right here on ICTV really, really soon.
Yeah, you know it.
It's extra special.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
super awesome.
Now it's your turn to ask what I've been working on.
What have you been working on?
Oh my God, so much good stuff.
You lie.
No.
You lie!
No lies.
Okay, what you got?
Channel 9's been crazy the last... March was insane.
March Madness.
All right. Had nothing to do with it.
What'd you
think? But Channel 9 turned 9 years old.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Channel 9 turned 9. It was really cute. I made a little compilation video.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cute. It was like a little, what we've done in the last 9 years, where we started, where we ended up. And it was like my little birthday present to Channel 9.
That's totally cool.
Yeah, I got a lot of views, got a lot of comments.
And, excellent.
Yeah, and that was cool. And then we came out with a Windows 8 app for Channel 9.
Oh, yeah, saw that.
Yeah, you see it?
That is really cool.
That's the only way I watch Channel 9 now. It's super cool, especially on my Surface. It's just the snapping, the pinning. It's just, I love it.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and then we announced TechEd North America, TechEd Europe, and Build. So I've been very busy.
You've been kind of busy.
Yeah,
this is
there's
nice.
A lot of stuff that's been happening.
This is nice.
Yeah.
You know, I'm used to coming in here and learning that, you know, you've been enjoying Hawaii recently or something. So it's good to know.
Yeah,
like you've been knuckling
finally,
down.
Yeah, I'm finally doing some work. I'm proud of.
That is very cool.
All right, what do we have?
So the first thing everybody needs to know is that it is almost deadline time. So submission deadlines are April 15th. Now, what this means is that you've got to get your projects submitted to our website at imaginecup.com by April 15th to be in our online finals. That's how you're going to get your last shot to go to Russia for World Finals event in July, right? Now, so get there, get uploaded, get going, and don't forget, if you snooze, you lose.
It's all there, man. We're telling you now.
Were you awesome with deadlines in college?
Oh, yeah. I was not a procrastinator at all.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is good to know. You lie!
No! I'm talking to the audience, John.
Oh,
don't mind me when I'm staring at the camera. You shouldn't see what I'm doing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so this is cool. So they have to, what's the process to submit a video, like a video or what?
Yeah, so there's a whole list of things they upload. There's a video, there's your documentation for your project, there's the actual executable or the zip file or whatever it is. You go to your dashboard, you'll see the contest you've already signed up for, you've already made your team, right? You just click the submit project button or something and that'll get going.
Okay.
It's real straightforward. The thing I'd say is that even if you think you have fast internet, most people have fast internet coming down to their computer and they have slow internet going back up.
Very true.
So if you need to upload your giant 200 megabyte video or something, do whatever you can to upload whatever you can, like early. Because you can upload stuff like some today, some tomorrow, some the next day. Get the big files up as soon as you can because it will take a lot longer than you think to get that stuff up there. So don't wait till the last minute or you might blow it.
Nice. So do you guys usually in the years past, do you see a huge submission burst happen between like the last 2 weeks of the deadline?
Oh, two is it weeks? Just like, you mean like 2 hours?
2 hours, really?
Oh, yeah.
It's just like tens of hundreds of, everyone's, okay.
Yeah, the last day, the last six hours, everyone's like, oh my God, I gotta get this done.
Jeez, you guys are lazy.
I'm telling you what. So if at all possible, like the videos might be the easiest thing for you guys to get done early, upload them early, get that out of the way. Don't be like sweating the clock at the last minute. If everything's gonna be the last minute, make it your project and not those ginormous videos. So do what you can, guys.
You guys have been warned.
That's right. Don't forget.
All right. What's up next?
So we have another cool thing coming up, which is Imagine Cup has always been for students ages 16 and up, and mostly that means college kids.
Yeah.
Primarily.
Yeah.
So we wanted to try and find a way for Imagine Cup to be available for kids as young as 9 years old.
Wow.
This means Channel 9 can submit.
Oh, that's so cute, the little nine guy coding.
Yeah, that's right. Totally can. And this is what he would do. So
okay.
What we're announcing is the Kodu Challenge. So kids ages 9 to 18 can compete, and what you're going to do is you're going to use something Microsoft Research made called Kodu Game Lab. Kodu Game Lab is a complete toolkit for making your own video games on your Windows PC. And this is, you can sculpt the landscape of your levels, you can place like trees and buildings and characters and stuff.
Do you need a code? Do you have to know how to code, like anything basic?
Actually, so Kodu has its own programming language, which you can do entirely with an Xbox controller.
So I can make a game on Kodu?
You totally can make a game on Kodu.
I can make a game?
Even I can make a game, and that's saying something.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. It was made by Microsoft Research so that young students can learn the very basics of programming.
Yeah.
And you can make complete video games. In fact, kids all over the world have made and uploaded to the Kodu website more than 16,000 video games.
16,000?
16,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. So get started.
So you can, so I can go on and play these games? Or
yeah, exactly. So the Kodu Game Lab software is free for Windows PCs. You can get it at kodugamelab.com. And you download it, and it's got a little browser right there in the app to look at all the games the kids have made. And so you can just download each one, whatever you want to see, check it out, play it. And then once you play it, you can crack it open, edit it, change it,
look at the code, really?
See how it works. Oh, yeah, totally.
So they use this little octopus guy as their...
That's Mr. Octo.
Mr. Octo.
Mr. Octo.
As the protagonist in the video game, I can swap that out, put my face?
Yes. Well, you can put other characters in there.
Oh, okay.
We don't just want to put, your face in there. It might scare the kids. You know,
we don't want this in a video game. Right. Understand. Very cool.
Yep.
So if you know a kid, tell a kid. I like how... At the end of the PowerPoints, you have a little, you snooze, you lose. You know a kid? Tell a kid. You got these little advices at the end, do it.
You know? Here at Microsoft Corporate, we call that the call to action.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
The CTA.
I like
it. It's kind of like the PTA, but very different. That's the Kodu Challenge. So please go to our website for more information on Kodu. And get Kodu Game Lab. It's free for Windows PCs. And actually, we just shipped a new version of Kodu Game Lab for this contest with Mr. Octo as a brand new character just for this contest.
Instead of the Imagine Cup dog? Yes.
Well, you might have guessed something there.
We've got to go play it now. You guys play with it. Check it out. Let me know.
Mr. Octo's there. And now also is touchscreen enabled. So if you've got a Windows 8 touchscreen monitor or even a Surface Pro, you can use Kodu right there and play and program and sculpt terrain and make games all with touchscreen.
Nice.
That's pretty awesome. Look,
what's
it's a new
next?
Award! It's the Mail.ru Group Connected Planet Award.
Whoa, say that again.
The Mail.ru Group Connected Planet Award.
Mail.ru Group.
Mail.ru Group.
Mail.ru Group.
Yes, so
like
Mail.ru is, the Mail.ru Group is Russia's, they're a huge internet service provider in Russia.
Okay.
They do email, they've got a web portal, they do instant messaging stuff, they've got all kinds of stuff they do over there. So they're
a big internet company. Can I get a Mail.ru Group account?
That's a great question.
I don't know. Have to live in Russia.
Yeah, I think it's probably just for Russian people. But, I don't know. I mean, we're going to be...
Volmaz at mail.ru group.
I think that'd be kind of awesome.
I like it.
You know, we're going to be over there in July.
I'll make an account.
So maybe while you're
there,
you can make an account,
nice.
And then you'll be all set.
Cool.
That would be sweet.
So what is this? What's this award?
So this award is going to be, like all of our awards, it's for worldwide finalist teams who are going to be in Russia in July at our World Finals event in St. Petersburg. And those teams are invited to apply for this award, and what it is about the internet. So three teams can win. We're looking for projects that use online communication, entertainment. So if your app is not just an offline app, but actually is plugged into the internet, pull in news, entertainment, or do communication or social media, whatever it is,
or
as long as it's connected. Or achievements. Yeah. That would be great. I like the achievements.
I love achievements.
Ooh, I love achievements. Then yeah, your team could win. And we're going to have three of these awards, first, second, and third place, $10,000, $5,000, and $3,000 cold American dollars.
Cold American dollars. I'd be happy with any of those places.
Yeah. A
couple extra grand in my pocket. Love it.
I agree.
Very
and actually,
cool.
You know, speaking of cold, I'm flying to Moscow tomorrow morning.
What?
I'm going to be in Moscow and St. Petersburg for a week and a half for the Moscow local finals that are going on.
Without me?
I'm sorry. It's just, you know.
I wasn't even invited. I didn't get an email.
Channel 9 said you were busy because you're doing all this stuff with Build and Tech
Ed. I like to be asked.
Oh, well, okay.
So rude. All right, so you're going to Moscow tomorrow.
Will you come tomorrow morning?
No, a little too late now.
Oh.
A little too late now.
Well, I
asked. This guy.
I asked.
He did ask.
Yep, so three teams, except that I should say, my big worry, though, is that Moscow right now is like the high is 40 degrees.
Ah, well deserved. go be cold.
It'll be a cold day in Moscow.
Go be cold.
Yes, that is correct.
And be like, oh, I wish Guangzhou was here.
She'd remind me to wear a jacket.
She would yell at me and laugh at me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Nope, maybe next time.
No.
No such luck. So that's the Mail.ru Group Connected Planet Award. So if you're coming to Russia, as you hopefully will find out very soon as our local finals wrap up and online finals get going here, then make sure that your project has some cool online connectivity going on,
right?
some neat a creative idea, and you could win the Mail.ru Group Connected Planet Award.
Very cool.
Yep. So that's that news, and I think that's actually just about it. So I believe it's time
for
our very special friend.
Well, there's no big board.
There's no big
board. Yeah, there's no big board.
I know. We finished it up last week. Yeah. India, big number one for competitors.
Yeah.
Now, I think next time we come around, we might very well take a look at how many, like what competitions have how many teams, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So it might be one last appearance of the big board before we're done. We'll
okay.
See.
So is this the end of the show? Or
this is just about it, because it's time for Mr. Octo to play us off.
I'm sorry.
Play us off, Mr. Octo.
Oh, okay. I like this. We're swapping out the dog for the Octo. I like this a lot.
Exactly.
Take it away.
Da, 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 da. Thanks for watching.
All
we'll be
right,
back next
guys.
Time.
See you next time.